I have no enemies. My final statement. June 1989 was the major turning point in my 50 years of life's road. Before that, I was a member of the first group of students after restoration of the college entrance examination after the Cultural Revolution. My career was a smooth ride, from undergraduate to grad student and through to PhD. After graduation, I stayed on as a lecturer at Beijing Normal University. On the podium, I was a popular teacher, well received by students. I was also a public intellectual. In the 1980s, I published articles and books that created an impact. I was frequently invited to speak in different places and invited to go abroad to Europe and the US as a visiting scholar. What I required of myself was to live with honesty, responsibility, and dignity, both as a person and in my writing. Subsequently, because I had returned from the US to take part in the 1989 movement, I was imprisoned for counter-revolutionary propaganda and incitement to crime. Losing the platform I loved, I was never again allowed to publish or speak in public in China, simply for expressing divergent political views and taking part in a peaceful and democratic movement. A teacher lost his podium, a writer lost the right to publish, and a public intellectual lost the chance to speak publicly. This was a sad thing, both for myself as an individual, and after 3 decades of reform and opening, for China. Thinking about it, my most dramatic experiences after June 4th have all been linked with the courts. The 2 opportunities I had to speak in public have been provided by trials held in the People's Intermediate Court in Beijing, one in January 1991 and one now. Although the charges on each occasion were different, they were in essence the same, both being crimes of expression. 20 years on, the innocent souls of June 4th are yet to rest in peace, and I, who had been drawn into the path of dissidence by the passions of June 4th, after leaving the Xinjiang prison in 1991, lost the right to speak openly in my own country, and could only do so through overseas media, and hence was monitored for many years, placed under surveillance, educated through labor, and now once again am thrust into the dock by enemies in the regime. But I still want to tell the regime that deprives me of my freedom, I stand by the belief I expressed 20 years ago in my June 2nd hunger strike declaration. I have no enemies and no hatred. None of the police who monitored, arrested, and interrogated me, the prosecutors who prosecuted me, or the judges who sentenced me, are my enemies. While I'm unable to accept your surveillance, arrest, prosecution, or sentencing, I respect your professions and personalities. This includes Zhang Rongge and Pan Xueqing, who act for the prosecution at present. I was aware of your respect and sincerity in your interrogation of me on the 3rd of December